Final round of locker room chats here this week on KNZA, getting you set for the first round of the high school football playoffs. We're now joined by Derek Jasper, the Troy football coach, brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts as well. A lot to dissect here, Coach. But let's just go back to last week, regular season finale. You know, you took a couple of lumps against some really good teams in Riverside and Centralia, but you bounced back. Get on the positive side before the postseason here. Big win at Moore Hill, 48-6 the final score. What'd you like? What'd you see last week in that big win to close things out here in the regular season?
Yeah, fast start for our offense, you know, that had been shut out the 2 weeks before. And so we wanted to talk about last week, making sure those red zone opportunities cashed into touchdowns, and we did that. Cole Jensen started off the game 76-yard kickoff return, so never a better way to start than that. Then Hunter Ingeman caught three touchdown passes all in the first quarter. So super fast start. Colt later scored on an interception return and a touchdown pass. So he scored in three different ways, and offense got going. Even though it was a terrible, terrible night, sloppy night to play in condition-wise, we still had almost 400 yards of offense. You know, kind of hard to throw the ball around like we do in those kind of conditions. And certainly the conditions led to one interception and probably a fumble. But both teams had three turnovers, and that's kind of what you expect on a night like that when we were playing in those conditions. But for the most part, we moved the ball well and got back to making some explosive plays. Caden Rosenberger, 62-yard pass from Kasten, and our defense just played very, very well all night except for one play when the Parker kid from Mar Hill got loose for a 66-yard run, and he's fast, and we let him get loose. And other than that, they only had like 112 yards of offense. So very good performance all the way around for us, and a good way to finish the regular season.
Yeah, getting some positive momentum going into that playoff matchup on Thursday night, which we'll talk about in the next segment. But how do you assess the 2025 regular season as a whole? You guys go 5-3, only one loss in league play. You know, you take that lump at Republic County in the opener in overtime, but Republic County, they're in the playoffs. They've been one of the bigger turnarounds in the state this season. And then, of course, kind of the heavy hitters with Riverside and Centralia. You kind of knew what you were getting with those two teams here in district play. But 5-3 and 4-1 in the league, a playoff berth. How do you assess 2025 in terms of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little disappointed. We certainly wanted to beat one of those heavy hitters, like you call them, Centralia and Riverside, so we could get a home playoff game this year. Hey, no, didn't intend on losing to Republic County, but here they are 7-1, like the fourth seed out there, and we played a terrible football game that night as far as turnovers and stuff. So, just kind of, you know, kind of a repeat of last year, which is what we were hoping we didn't do. We kind of wanted a step, more than that, but here we are again at 5-3, and we're going back to the same place we went last year and trying to win a first round playoff game. But I think we left some bread on the table, whatever you want to say. Our defense was pretty consistent and pretty good after that opening game for most of the year, but our offense needed to, you know, take advantage of some of those drives against Riverside and Centralia. So a little disappointed in offense. I still think our offense has a lot of room to improve, even though we may only have one game left. And I think our defense could still improve also, but they've been pretty solid for the most part all year. So, just kind of is what it is, I guess. Here we are. We take for granted here at Troy sometimes having a winning record. We've guaranteed ourselves a winning record, even if we would lose this first playoff game. And, you know, a lot of teams would kill for that. So something that we kind of celebrate after the Mar Hill game was, hey, let's enjoy having a winning record. Many coaches would love to have that opportunity. So didn't really downplay that we were a little disappointed in our regular season to the kids. Wanted them to know that, hey, a winning record is something to be proud of.
Derek Jasper joining us, Troy football coach. We'll get more thoughts on his squad, plus the scouting report of Jayhawk Lynn, a rematch of last year's first-round playoff matchup. We'll talk about that with the coach after a timeout here on KNZA. Final round of locker room chats here on KNZA, and our final conversation, at least on the football terms, with Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us again. Appreciate the sponsors, Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, before we get to the scouting report on Jayhawk Lynn, the playoff opener, just kind of piggybacking off your team one final time in terms of the regular season, give us a few players that might have exceeded your expectations preseason, some players that might have jumped in production and what you thought you might get out of them here in 2025.
Yeah, this is a hard one, but, you know, Colt Jensen, he's I mean, we knew he was going to be good, but man, what a season he's had, and wait till he gets on the eight-man field. He's going to be a terror. He can score from all over the field, and he's really become a weapon for us. Might be our best player on both sides of the ball. I don't know. He's pretty good lockdown corner, too. And then maybe a surprise maybe would be Mason Kessler, a sophomore for us. He's got good size, and we knew last year when he was a freshman he was going to be a player for us. But he's now, because of Ty Horner's injury, starting on both sides of the ball as a sophomore. So a bright future for him. He really has really excelled on the D-line. He's got some strength and some quickness and some athleticism. Had six tackles last week. So, I mean, without mentioning a lot of kids, those two kids really have jumped off the page. Colt just kind of maybe living up to what was expected of him, and Mason kind of being a surprise player. So that'd be my two.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting coaches on the spot, and I apologize for that because, you know, you want to name everybody for sure, but it's always good to at least get a few shout-outs out there. All right, let's talk about Jayhawk Lynn here, a rematch of the first round last season, same trip. You guys are going on the road to take on this Jayhawk Lynn team. You won comfortably last year in the first round. What's different with this team this time around, maybe compared to last year? Are there much differences? And just kind of the generic scouting report on your week one playoff opponent.
Thinking back to last year, that team Jayhawk Lynn had was talented. I mean, talented. And our defense went down there and played, gave their best performance they had all year to shut down a lot of speed and athleticism. Different this year, new coach, his first year, and they've changed offenses. I think he was a St. Thomas Aquinas assistant, so he's running the flex bone down there. They're trying to run a lot of option, which we haven't seen at all this year, really. We used to see when we'd play Valley Heights, we'd see some of the offense like Jayhawk Lynn's running, but we don't play them anymore. And so this is kind of our first time we got to go against a real triple option and double option and a lot of orbit motions and things from that. So a little bit different for us this week, and we're one day short on our prep. So we've really had to really fly in and hope the kids did some of their own film study also. Defensively, they look really solid, maybe better than last year. But it's going to be a challenge. That road trip you mentioned, you look it up on Google Maps and it says like 2 hours and 13 minutes. That thing feels like 4 hours when you get down there in southeast Kansas and you're driving out on roads that look like in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure people say the same thing about Troy when they come here, but man, it's a brutal drive. It really is. A lot of back roads and things. But a really nice facility once you get there, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So we're excited about that. Hey, we get to get out of school about 1 o'clock tomorrow, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think the bus trip, you go to Google Maps, they don't have, you know, the yellow traditional school bus, you know, ETA. You know, that's kind of, you always got to add a little bit more time, you know, when you're taking a, you know, kind of a school trip. But it is a lengthier road trip for sure. Talk keys, you know, what's it going to take to go on the road? You mentioned new coach, kind of a new system. Probably can't take much, you know, from the film last season in that victory in the opener. So just expectations, keys, what's it going to take to get a win here on Thursday night?
These will be pretty easy. We're going to try to run the ball a little bit more than we have. It's playoff time. You can tell by the weather outside. Today the wind's howling around. Hopefully it won't be that bad tomorrow night, but we need to run the ball. Be a little bit more balanced. I think like way back to the D-West game where we were almost like 175 passing, 175 rushing, you know, something like that. And then everybody needs to do their job on defense against this offense, this option. You know, you can't get greedy and try to go make a tackle on the fullback if that's not your responsibility. If your responsibility is to make sure quarterback, you know, gets hit when he comes out on the option, you got to do your job. And that's the hardest thing about playing against a triple option, kind of an old school football. So two keys there, run the ball, and everybody do their job on defense, and I think we'll be fine.
There it is. Derek Jasper joining us, Troy football coach, the 1A playoff opener, rematch of last season's first-round tilt. They make the trip again down to southeast Kansas, and Jayhawk Lynn, the opponent in the opener, Thursday night, earlier start time at 6 p.m. Coach, thanks for the time all season long. Good luck here in the playoff push, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Brandon.